Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
My name is Leah Huggins. I'm a wife, a mother, and a proud U.S. Navy veteran. After two tours to Iraq, my husband was diagnosed with PTSD. My world spiraled out of control as fear, anxiety, doubt, and depression took over. I gave my life to Christ, took on a new mindset, and let go of the negativity of my past. I now help wives to find healing, encouragement, and strategy to overcome the effects of PTSD on their daily lives and in their marriage. So come on in and let's talk about it. Welcome to Marriage, Motherhood, and PTSD. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Marriage, Motherhood, and PTSD. This is the place where I empower and encourage women to take back their life as I give them the tools that are needed for self-love, growth, and resilience. I'm your host, Coach Leah, and I'm so glad that you joined us today. Well, you guys, let me go on and welcome you to a whole new episode of the show. You know, this season, we're going to be focusing on resilience and learning how to bounce back when we face those hard times in life. We're all about getting back to being the person that God created us to be, right? So today we're going to talk about burnout. And let me just go ahead and say this, okay? If you've been tired in your bones, if you've been overwhelmed, maybe even numb, I want you to know you're not alone. I've been there. And that's why I'm so excited about this episode, because we're going to talk about how to spot burnout, what causes it, and most importantly, how to beat it. All right, so let's talk about it. Burnout is what happens when your inner battery has been running on low for too long, right? You've been there. You've been showing up, giving out of yourself, doing everything else for everybody else. And somewhere in there, you forgot to refill yourself. Burnout usually creeps in quietly, like while you're busy being strong and showing up for everybody else and trying to hold it all together. I know exactly what it's like to wake up feeling tired and feeling overwhelmed before you even put your feet to the floor, and to wonder how you're supposed to pour out and help others when you feel completely drained yourself, right? You're feeling empty inside. I have been there, okay? More than once. Most times, I didn't even know that what I was experiencing was burnout. So on the other side, burnout doesn't always actually look like you're falling apart. Right? Sometimes it looks like you're okay, like you got it all handled. But on the inside, you're actually falling apart. But can I tell you, we were not designed to live exhausted and burned out. Yes, trouble is going to come, stress is going to happen, but God created us to lean on Him and each other when we're going through. And He gave us everything that we need in order to reduce stress and live free. So, if you have been feeling, you know, like you've been stretched or like you're stuck in survival mode or you're just tired, this episode is going to be for you. I want you to know you're not broken. You're just burned out. But together, we're going to learn how to breathe again, okay? All right. So what does burnout look like? Well, as I said before, it might be hard to spot because what it looks like is you just trying to function, you know, it looks like you just trying to make it through your day. You may not even realize that you're burned out until it's too late. What you see is actually the result of being burned out. That may look like depression or anxiety. You may experience a loss of motivation. Like it takes a lot for you to get motivated or whatever it is that needs to be done. It's hard to get to that place where you want to do it. So you guys have heard the term running on fumes, right? This is what leads to burnout. It's waking up more tired than when you went to bed. It's staring at your to-do list and feeling like every task is a mountain. It's snapping at your kids and your spouse over the small things because basically you've been stretched too thin for too long. It's crying in the shower where nobody can hear you, right? I've been there. It's not having anything left to give, but still showing up anyway. When you're emotionally exhausted, everything feels heavy. Even the good times. You don't feel like yourself anymore. You're wearing what I call the mask, where it looks like you're smiling on the outside, but on the inside, you're miserable. You feel numb and detached, and you're just going through the motions. Everything that you used to enjoy, it feels like a chore. Now, let me say this. Being burned out is not a sign of weakness because it can happen to the best of them. Burnout is basically a distress signal from your body letting you know that something needs to change. Because if you don't stop, your body is going to stop for you. Can I get an amen? Amen. All right. So at the root of burnout is stress. All right. There's two main kinds of stress. So you have trauma-based stress, which is like PTSD, right? This is the result of having gone through some sort of traumatic event where your life was in danger or there was a threat of serious bodily harm or injury. And trauma, what that does, it changes the way that a person sees and experiences the world. And this can make it hard to adapt to everyday life because after trauma, normal life, you know, life as it was once before, it doesn't exist anymore. So people find it hard to get back to some sense of normalcy, and this can become stressful and lead to burnout. And then you have your everyday stress. You know, that's the stuff that piles up, like your work, your bills, family, you know, any of your responsibilities. It's all of that together. Right? Everyday stress is the biggest culprit when it comes to being overwhelmed and burned out. It's not being able to manage the daily demands of life or actually being able to manage it, but in an unhealthy way. And it comes at the expense of your peace, your health, and meaningful relationships. And here's the truth. Stress, trauma, and burnout, they're all connected. So when you've been through something traumatic, you know, whether it was a single moment or maybe something that was ongoing like abuse, you know, you're not just remembering what happened. You are carrying it in your body, your brain, your nerves, your sleep patterns. Everything is affected. PTSD doesn't just live in your thoughts. It lives in your nervous system. Right? That's why you have flashbacks. Your mind puts you back in that place where you were in danger. You know, your body reacts. That's why your heart starts pounding. You start breathing heavy. You may start sweating. You know, you may get the shakes or even have a headache. Your body is reacting to that memory. And that kind of wear and tear, you know, it makes it hard. It makes you more vulnerable to burnout. Right? So if you've been through trauma and now you feel like you're always on edge or, you know, you're emotionally flat, you know, you're not broken. Again, that's the theme. I want you to know you're not broken. You're just responding to life the best way that your body knows how. But now it's time to heal, and we're going to heal on purpose, right? And with some help. So there's a few things that can lead to burnout, all right? Now, this is where we need to get pens and papers out, okay? And let's evaluate and see where we are. So the first thing, poor planning and lack of organization, right? Because remember I said everything is about your daily life. The biggest cause of burnout is your everyday life, the everyday stress that you face in life. So something like a missed deadline, maybe a forgotten appointment, or maybe, you know, having a schedule that's overbooked, all of that can add stress on top of stress, right? The stress that you're already feeling. And it can make even the simplest tasks feel much heavier and more draining than they already are, right? So planning ahead is going to give you some power. Right? Lack of planning creates more stress. So get it together. Start your planning. Start planning your day. Start planning your meals. Know your schedule, things that you need to do. And then you have to be able to go from there, okay? So let's also talk about mental fatigue, right? We come to work tired, all right? And that's not just physically, but we're mentally tired as well, too. You stayed up late doing dishes or maybe helping the kids with their homework, answering emails, or how about this, scrolling through your phone, right? Trying to unwind. Because, you know, that TikTok time is different. By the time you get on TikTok and you just thinking you're going to scroll for a couple minutes, the next thing you know, it's been hours and you're wide awake. You haven't gone to bed yet. So you go to bed late and then you wake up early in the morning and you're having to rush through your morning and trying to juggle everything because you're running on fumes, right? Then we show up to work. Sometimes 8, maybe 10 hours a day, and we're on E, right? That's not strength, that's survival. And your body can't take living in this constant state of depletion, right? You're not eating right, you're not sleeping enough, you're going almost 24 hours back to back with no rest. This is a setup for burnout. So let me tell you this, I'm speaking to myself, okay? Because this is the life that I have led as a mom, as a wife, as an entrepreneur. You know, I wrote a statement in my book, you know, you can have it all. You just can't do it all at the same time. You need time to refresh your mind. You need space to breathe. And sis, guess what? You need to sleep. Not just a nap, but real uninterrupted rest, like 6 to 8 hours. I know some of y'all is like, what is that? Rest, sleep, what? That's not weakness. That's wisdom. You know, I hate when people say, I'll rest when I die or no sleep till I die. That's crazy, right? You need rest now to take care of your body so that you can keep on and you can keep doing all the things that you've been called to do, right? It takes rest and refreshing. All right. Now, I'll get off my soapbox. Burnout can also be caused by your inability to say no. If you're running on E and you're still saying yes to everything, especially if you don't want to do it, you need to check to see that you are not operating out of fear. Fear of what will happen if you say no, fear of disappointing someone, fear of what people are going to think. Fear will keep you bound in places that you don't want to be. Right? Fear will also keep you from addressing real issues. You may be afraid of confrontation or rejection or reprisal, you know, so you stay stuck in that situation until you decide you're ready to change. You have to break free from fear because fear will eventually break you. Now, sometimes burnout comes from being constantly in survival mode, right? Like being in a toxic environment. Because burnout doesn't just come from your job. It can come from your home, too. Now, if you are in a relationship where there's constant criticism, there's yelling, manipulation, you know, physical threats or the silent treatment, that's emotional, verbal, or physical abuse, right? Any of that. Carrying all of that weight day after day, it can break your spirit and your body. And that kind of trauma is what leads to exhaustion and it leads to fear. And sometimes when somebody's been living in burnout for so long, they can become the toxic one without even realizing it, right? You're tired, you're overwhelmed, you're disconnected, and without meaning to, you start snapping, you're shutting down, you're lashing out. You know, if that's you, okay, this isn't about shame, right? This is about healing. This is your chance to pause and reset and to say, you know what? I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to live like that anymore. We need to be honest about how a toxic environment can affect us, you know, and how our reactions can affect others. You know, the saying, hurt people hurt people. Well, I want us to heal so that we can go and help people heal and grow. Now, whether you're the one that's being harmed or if you're the one that's unintentionally harming someone else or maybe intentional, you know, I don't know. I want you to know that God is a healer and there is hope.
This episode is brought to you by Indeed. One of the most frustrating aspects of hiring is finding the right person. It takes a long time, and you really want to find the right person quickly so that you can start making the progress that you want to make on your business. If you're in a similar boat and you realize that your business needs to hire somebody yesterday and you want to know how you can find amazing candidates fast, Easy. Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs helps you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so that you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. When I was hiring, the process was slow and overwhelming. I wish I had Indeed. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/blessed. Just go to Indeed.com/blessed right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/blessed. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is a huge deal. My oldest is heading to kindergarten in the fall, and fun fact, his school uses IXL. So we are so excited to lean into it. If you're anything like me, you want to set your child up for success. But sometimes those homework questions feel like another language, especially this new math that these kids are doing. Or maybe your child is ahead and needs more of a challenge. That's where IXL comes in. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. It's designed to help them really master topics in a fun, encouraging way. And here's what I love. IXL works for every child. Whether your kid is just starting out or in high school, one subscription gives you everything, pre-K through 12th grade. It's backed by research, and kids who use IXL consistently score higher on tests. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., and 1 in 4 students nationwide are learning with it right now. So if you're looking to save time, save money, and see real progress, this is the smartest investment that you can make. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
All right. Another place that we don't talk enough about burnout is in marriage, especially if you are career driven, right? I've experienced this before. I cannot tell you the amount of fights that we have had because I was pursuing my business, you know, and I ended up putting my business before my marriage and my family. And that was the issue. Right? I know what it's like to be career driven, right? To be chasing goals, building dreams, to work hard, you know, for the vision that God gave you. But sometimes we're so busy running in one direction that we forget to turn towards the one person that we're supposed to be doing life with. You know, if your marriage isn't getting the time, the energy, or the emotional connection that it needs, it's going to create a space for stress and frustration and even resentment. Right? And all that emotional weight, it doesn't just stay in your relationship. It spills into your sleep, into your work, into your health and your peace. So you have to prioritize your marriage. Okay. Now, burnout. Burnout isn't just, you know, a modern day struggle. You know, even in the Bible, some of God's greatest servants, they hit the wall of exhaustion, right? Elijah, I love talking about Elijah. I love his story. You know, he's in 1 Kings chapter 19. Elijah had just experienced this major victory. He called down fire from heaven. He killed all these false prophets, you know, but right after that, Jezebel came after him. And Elijah ran off into the wilderness. He was completely worn out and he sat under a tree and he said, Lord, I've had enough, right? He was ready to die. That's burnout. But what did God do? He let him sleep it off. He let him sleep. He sent an angel and the angel gave him food and water. So God took care of Elijah. His physical needs first, right? That's the food and the rest before he gave him any further instructions. So sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is take a nap and eat a good meal. Okay. Amen. So that is what brings me to my next point, which is how do we beat burnout? So the key to beating burnout is what? Self-care. Ding, ding, ding. Self-care is the most important tool that you can use in this fight, right? We're not just talking about bubble baths or getting your nails done. It's actually caring for yourself holistically, mind, body, and soul, right? They are all connected and they all work together. Your body is the physical vessel that carries you through life, right? Your mind houses your memories, your will, your intellect, the way you think and reason, right? And your soul is referred to in your Bible as your heart. It's your heart that deals with your emotions. So the three of these, they actually work together to help keep you balanced and healthy and whole. And that's why it's important that you have to make them a priority on your healing journey. So self-care, it's going to be a recurring theme in the season, right? Because it's really at the root of healing from anything and everything, right? Your self-care should grow with you. So what worked in the past may not always work in this moment, in this present time. So you have to keep working to see what actually works for you in that moment, okay? Also, self-care, it needs to be preventive or it needs to be proactive as well as reactional, right? So if you have a self-care routine that you're using on a daily basis, it makes it easier to respond to the crisis when the time comes, right? Because you're already taking care of yourself. And that doesn't mean that, you know, the hard times are not going to come. It just means that you've already won half of the battle by already establishing a self-care maintenance routine. Right? So the same way that God restored Elijah with food and rest, that's the same thing we need to do to restore ourselves. That's the first step, right? It's the starting point. So your body is important because it's the vehicle that you do life with, right? If your body is not functioning properly, you can't function or do anything else. So self-care to beat burnout, it actually starts with tending to your vessel, your body, right? Now, before we get started, let me say this, okay? I am not a doctor yet. I'm not a doctor. I'm just sharing what I've learned on my journey, right? So be sure that you check with your own doctor before making any changes that can affect your health, all right? I want you to find out what works for you, okay? Have you checked out the PTSD Wives Handbook? This book is for the wife whose spouse has survived trauma and is now navigating through mood swings, flashbacks, and mishandled emotions. PTSD can create a toxic home environment and cause a divide in the closest and most meaningful relationships. As a caretaker, the PTSD wife is finding herself at the receiving end of anger, aggression, and constant negativity. This can create a personal, mental, and spiritual health crisis for her. In this book, Coach Leah uncovers the hidden wounds of trauma and the effects that it can have on your relationship. Based on biblical principles, she teaches you the tools and resources that are needed to handle stressful situations and to seek help from the Lord and foster a deeper relationship with Him. By reading this book and putting the principles into action, you're going to learn how to take control of your life and grab hold of the power that lies within. Grab your copy of the PTSD Wives Handbook today by clicking the link in the show notes. Now, back to the show. So I am learning more about natural remedies, right? And all the things that God put here on earth that helped us in the healing and the recovery process, right? So one of the most obvious things you can use is going to be the food that He put here on earth for us, right? So my son, he's into gardening. And he's been growing fruits and vegetables in our yards. And it's just interesting the things that he shares with me, you know, that he's learned. And it's amazing to me that God put everything that we needed here on earth. All right. Yes, He created humans, but He created the earth first with humans in mind. So He put things like, you know, plants and trees and all the things that produce what we need to live. Right? But also the things that heal us. So this goes back to those natural remedies I was talking about, right? You can find natural remedies to reduce stress. You know, use the things that God created to heal yourself, You can use herbal teas like chamomile, which relaxes your nervous system and promotes restful sleep. Lemon balm, that helps to reduce your anxiety and it's a mood booster. Lavender, that soothes the nerves and it encourages calm. That's why you see people use it at nighttime to help them sleep, right? Peppermint is also good with headaches or digestive stress. Also, I am into nettle. They call it stinging nettle, I think that's what it is. I have bad allergies and I live in the South, so pollen is everywhere. So the nettle leaves are supposed to be really good for helping you. It's like a natural antihistamine. So I'm just looking up and finding things that I can use to heal myself rather than using man-made medicine. Again, consult your doctor. Consult your doctor. I'm just telling you what I've learned. I'm not a doctor. So find out what works for you and what works best. All right. My thing about medicine, though, is that sometimes it'll work to do one thing, but there's also side effects that that medicine has. Right. So and then the thing about gardening, I was speaking with my son and we were talking about this and he was saying, you know, if you just grow them yourself, they're more potent. Right. You'll be able to get more out of it if you grow it yourself. So if you want to start a garden, that's a good place to start with what you need. Whatever your issues are, find out what herbs and what plants and, you know, what fruits and vegetables are good for that issue, and then start your garden, grow it, and you'll just see what happens. I'm excited about it. Okay. Anyway, your food. Okay. Remember, whatever it is that you put in your body, that can make a difference as well too, right? These days, food is processed, right? And it's killing people because of what they put in them to mass produce them and to improve their shelf life, right? It tastes good, but it's horrible for the body. Like, y'all, I got a bad Chinese food habit, okay? I love Chinese food, but I can't have takeout every day, okay? The soy sauce alone, that's enough. The soy is not good for your heart, right? Too much of a good thing can become a bad thing. All right. So I'm working now to eat healthier. Leafy greens like spinach and kale, they're rich in magnesium. Okay. And that helps to calm the nervous system. Salmon is good because it's full of omega-3s that help to reduce inflammation, right? And that's good for your brain health as well. Fruit is going to be good for you because a lot of them are high in different vitamins like vitamin B, which you can find in avocados and bananas. And guess what? My favorite, berries. They have great and a great amount of antioxidants in them that protect your brain from stress. All right. So as I said this in the last episode, okay, use social media to help you find recipes and information about how to implement a healthy eating lifestyle, right? Whether it's vegan, plant-based, paleo, you know, whatever kind of style it is, you can find it on social media. And watching other people incorporate it into their diets, that really helped me to see that it's doable, right? And I learned a lot. But as I said, check with your doctor. I can't say that enough. Check with your doctor before making any changes to your routine. All right. Another thing we need to do is to incorporate lifestyle habits that are going to help to lower your stress, right? So when you're overwhelmed, your brain goes into overdrive and everything feels urgent, right? Small tasks feel heavy, your emotions stay on high alert, and that can lead to anxiety, which makes burnout even worse, right? So here's a quick trick. Here's something that you can do to help to regulate your nervous system when anxiety kicks in, all right? So we're going to do this breathing exercise, okay? So if you can, close your eyes, but if you're driving or doing something like that, keep them open, okay? We don't want you crashing or anything, all right? So we're going to do this breathing exercise together, all right? So you're going to breathe in, count to four, hold it, count to four, exhale, count to four. So you breathe in through your nose, counting to four, hold it, count to four, and then exhale out of your mouth and count to four when you do that, okay? So let's try it, all right? Breathe in. Exhale. Breathe in. Exhale. Cleansing breath. One more. Breathe in. exhale. All right? So when you're exhaling, you're letting everything out. Exhale that pressure. Exhale that stress. Let it go, right? That's how we take a moment to come back to our center, okay? So when you're having a moment, you just remember to stop and breathe, okay? This can help you to reset. All right, so another thing you want to do is to move, right? Get out and walk. Let the sun hit your face. There's so many healing properties in there too, all right? So take a walk in nature. Listen to the sounds. Observe the colors and how great God's creation is, all right? Just 10 minutes will do you so much good, all right? Exercising is good for you as well, right? So my husband, he is a gym guy. He loves going, let me rephrase that. I won't say he loves going to the gym, but he goes pretty much every morning, right? It's how he starts his day. Now, if you ask him, he'll say it's not his favorite part of the day, but he's learned to go early and get, you know, all the stuff that you don't want to do. He's learned to get that out of the way first, right? He says it's not about being motivated to go because motivation is going to fade away. And then you're back to where you started from. But the key is knowing that this is something that you have to do. And it's for your well-being. And that's how he stays consistent in it, right? He gets it done and out of the way first, and he's better for it. All right. So you have to move your body to help you release the stress off of you. Now, another powerful way to stop burnout before it spirals is to find a hobby, right? This is going to be something just for you, not for the kids, not for your job, not just to be productive, you know, whether it's going to be painting or gardening or reading or even learning something new like a class. You know, a hobby is going to give your mind a break. It provides a healthy detachment, right? A pause or a way for you to escape for a little while, you know, and just for you to do something outside of everything that you do every day, right? Now, for me, the hobby that I love is traveling, right? Especially to Disney, okay? Now, if you've been listening to the show, you know that all of my kids are grown. And yes, I still go to Disney World without them, okay? If you have not experienced Disney World as an adult, let me tell you, you guys are missing out, okay? It's a whole new world. No pun intended. It's a whole new world when you don't have your kids with you, all right? It really is our happy place. And for us, it's self-care at its finest, right? We're getting our exercise, okay? We're walking miles every day. We're enjoying each other and the sights and the sounds. We're getting plenty of vitamin D from the sun, right? I'm about to make this work, okay? We're doing the breath work as we inhale and scream our lungs out while we're on the rides, you know? We laugh at all the fun that we're having and the food, okay? Now, they offer a lot of healthy options, but we are getting absolutely none of that, okay? Because them burgers, them fries, them nachos, them cheeseburger egg rolls, okay, those are all good. So maybe no nutritional. They got it there. If you choose to eat the good food, you know, that's on you. That's on you. But hey, three out of four is not bad. You're hitting all the important stuff. All right. Let me stop though, because Disney is not paying me money for any of this. All right. But my point is find a hobby that works for you. Okay. If it helps you to escape and it's refreshing for you, that is perfect. All right. And don't underestimate the power of music therapy, right? I'm not talking about anything clinical, but I'm talking about finding the playlist that speaks to you, right? That song that lifts your spirits whenever words fail, you know, worship, gospel, if it's jazz, whatever you like, hey, some hip hop, that may be relaxing and soothing to you. Whatever it is that makes your soul exhale, okay? Let the music build you up. Let it remind you that you are still here and still healing. Right? Music is important because it carries a spirit. It can make you want to dance. It can make you want to cry. It can make you want to fight, okay? Or even make love. You know, music is powerful. It has the power to soothe you. So create a playlist for however it is that you want to feel, right? I have one for when I want to worship, You know, one for starting my day with powerful and uplifting music. I have one that helps me when I'm depressed or when I'm sad. And I have one for when I'm riding, you know, in my car, because, you know, that's where all the bumps got to be. You got to be bumping in your car. So use your music to help you create the mood that you want to have and use it to uplift you and to heal you. All right. If you sad, don't go put it on blues music, because that's just going to depress you even more. All right. So find the music that speaks to your heart and your soul and that makes you feel empowered. OK, now, the last part of our self-care protocol is taking care of your soul. Right. We talked a little bit about it with the music and the praise and the worship. But a major part of soul care has to do with building your spirit. Right? Time spent with God is self-care. All right? You have to practice your self-care routine. Spending time with God is going to nourish the soul in ways that nothing else can. So when you're worn out, when you're worn down, and you're spiritually dry, you know, that time with Him is what is going to fill you back up. All right? Pray and be still. Okay, don't just ask Him for stuff all the time. You have to listen for His voice and see what He has to say for you, you know, and your situation. Because sometimes the most healing thing that you can do is to just be, right? Just be quiet. Be still. Just sit in His presence. Let God speak peace to those places where there's chaos and just confusion running free. Just let Him speak to you and sit still. The Bible says, be still and know that I am God. We got to be still and let Him do whatever it is that He's going to do. We can't fix it. He can, right? So fasting is going to be another spiritual tool that helps in the healing process. You know, life can get noisy. And then fasting isn't just about skipping your meals. It's about silencing those distractions. It helps with discipline and it helps to get the flesh under control, right? When you intentionally shut out the noise, you actually create a space for God to speak with clarity and with direction. And that is going to help your soul to rest. All right. You have to study the word. Okay. Study to show that self approved. All right. You have to study the word and you have to learn how to speak what it says over your life. The word of God isn't just something to read, right? It's a blueprint for how to live. So when you declare His promises out loud, you know, you're actually replacing your fear with faith, right? Your anxiety, you're replacing that for the truth. And them lies, you're going to replace those lies with life. It recenters your mind and it's going to guard your heart, right? And finally, surround yourself with community and support. We're not designed to do life alone, right? Isolation feeds burnout, but connection feeds healing. You want to be around people who are going to pray with you, who are going to lift you up, and who remind you who you are, even when you forget, right? Church isn't just about having a Sunday tradition. It's self-care for the soul, right? It's the space where worship washes over you. The word strengthens you, and the people of God help to carry the load when you can't carry it on your own. Taking care of your soul means anchoring yourself in God, even when life feels like it's pulling you apart. It means being rooted in Him so that when the winds of life blow, you may bend, okay, but you won't break. Where's my organ? I need an organ. I need to bring me an organ in here, a tambourine or something. So because I know it can be hard to keep track of everything in your head, I have created a beautiful new workbook for you to, that's going to help you with doing this, okay? It's called Stress Less, a faith-based life budget to reclaim your time, your energy, and your peace. It's going to help you take a soul inventory of where your time and where your energy is going. It's going to help you budget your life based on biblical principles, your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength, and your relationships. And it's going to help you reflect on your calling and also reset your rhythm with God's help. It's like a financial budget, but for your whole life. Okay. And it's going to bless you. So you can grab it on my website. I am Coach Leah. I think we're also going to have it on the show notes. All right. So you can check it out there. All right. Now, you guys, it's time for my favorite part of the show. All right. And that is the coaching moment. So I want you to take a few moments, grab your pens and grab your journals. And we're going to reflect on a few questions. All right. So here we go. So the first one, I want you to ask yourself, where am I spending the most energy right now? Where am I spending the most energy right now? All right. What parts of me are feeling neglected? Do a deep dive. What parts of me are feeling neglected? What part have I not paid attention to because I'm focused on everything else? All right. Next question. What is one boundary that I can set this week to protect my peace? What is one boundary that I can set this week to protect my peace? Who am I going to say no to? All right. Or what am I going to say no to? All right. What's one thing that I can do this week that pours back into me? All right. And how have I been investing in my marriage or my closest relationship? That's a hard one. That's a tough one there. How have I been investing in my marriage or my closest relationship? And finally, am I creating a safe space or am I living in a toxic one? All right. So I want you to write it down, journal your answers out, pray over it. All right. And then start shifting. Start shifting the way that you do things. You can use that to kind of see where you need to make changes in your life. All right. So write it down, pray over it, and then start making the changes that you need to make. All right. So you don't have to burn out to be used by God. Right. Burnout isn't failure. It's your invitation to slow down and let God refill you. Okay. Burnout isn't the end. It's actually a wake up call. All right. And since you are allowed to rest, okay, you're allowed to reset and you're allowed to rise again. All right. You guys, that's all the time that I have for today, but I want to thank you for listening to today's episode. All right. Be sure to grab your stress-less workbook and take one step this week towards real peace. All right. We're on this journey to healing, and I'm so excited about where we're going in this season. All right. So tune in next week. We got another great episode for you. That's my time for today. But until then, I want you to be encouraged, be empowered, and be blessed. Peace, y'all.